many of the folks on the line today are in the financial business. Some of them have invited clients and pastors to be with them on this call, so not all are. But the work that they do as financial advisors sometimes is categorized as the wealth-generating or the wealth-building business. Oftentimes they help clients planning for retirement or critical care or insurance against various things. So how do financial advisors stay true to Scripture? And many of the clients may not necessarily be believers. In fact, probably most of them are not that these advisors would be working with. How do you reconcile dependence on God's provision and stay true to our understanding of Scripture and still be in this business of wealth creation?
Well, it's a great question, and it's so good that you've asked it. And it's probably the question that is the most difficult one for me to answer and to address, and there's reasons for that. One is, to be honest, in my own personal life, I mean, years ago we had retirement funds that we chose to give, and I believe that was the right decision at the time. If I had to do over again, I would do exactly the same thing if I could go back. But right now, I'm at a different time, I'm at a different age, and this time I don't sense the leading of God to give away that retirement. I happen to be looking right now for wiser ways to invest it and do some biblically responsible investment, but also that would hopefully yield some returns. And honestly, I'm in a quandary. So I'm wrestling with it, and part of my quandary isn't just where to put it. It's, Lord, how much really is this enough? Is it too much? By American standards, it's not enough. By global standards, it's excessive. By historical standards, you know, so it's just, what do I go by, Lord? What do you want me to do? Because if you want me to give more of it away or all of it away, it belongs to you. But if you want me to hold on to it, I know you want me to be wise with it. And I would like it to generate money, generate income, and all of that. But it is such a dilemma, and sometimes I find it almost freezes you into inaction because of the uncertainty of the whole thing. And then you hear different people's advice and counsel about what's going to happen and market corrections and this and that and the other thing. And so, you know, but I think what happens here is that we just don't know God's will for everybody else, and it's hard enough to figure it out for ourselves. So the dilemma that this puts the financial counselor in is, let's say you've come to peace about what your own retirement funds. And I would say probably a lot of people haven't come to peace with that because they'll say, gosh, this is a lot compared to the world. And if I took this money right now and gave it to missions and gave it to feed hungry children and all of that right now, it would do so much good. And what happens when Christ returns? Does this just all burn up? Does it just disappear? Does it, you know, and yet we have the Proverbs about planning for the future and ants storing up for the winter. And so you just go back and forth on that. But let's say you've even come to terms with your own plans. But what about the people you're counseling? And this is where it gets difficult because now you're kind of assuming that not exactly authority, but you're in a position of some credibility, obviously, to give them this counsel. But now am I advising God's people to hang on to money that he would have them give away? Or I do believe he'd have him keep some of it and store up for the future, and it's a question of how much. So how do I advise them now? So I think one of the key things is, as you've mentioned, if they're unbelievers, I think it's actually a great inroad to the gospel. Because that's where you say, look, I'm certainly not going to require or expect of you that you and I share the same worldview and have the same faith. You may have no faith at all. I'm still glad to have you as my client and hope you'll stay with me. But you need to know that my belief is that there is a God, and he created the world, and he sent his son, and Jesus went to the cross. And, you know, so that fuels my life. And then to have books present that might have financial portions in them that make that connection, but which also include the gospel and give those away. There are a lot of financial counselors that don't just give away my book, The Treasure Principle, but they give away my booklet on heaven, my little booklet, If God is Good, about the problem of evil and suffering, and they have the gospel in them. And so this is a great opportunity for believers. I think the right thing, I was recently exchanging emails with a financial counselor who'd asked this question. I think the right thing is to make them alert to the fact that there's no way you can know for sure how much they should have set aside in retirement. You can say what other people say, but you can also say, but we do live in a wealthy culture and we do live in abundance, and there is a world in desperate need, and missions projects do need funding. And yeah, grow money to put it into missions projects, and there's a time to not give today so you can give tomorrow. But I do think we need to take a serious look at Luke 16, Luke 12, where you have the rich fool, and compare him to Mark 12, where you have the poor widow. And sometimes I think we have to ask ourselves, let's be careful that in encouraging people to be responsible, that we're not effectively counseling them to do just what the rich fool did, which is lay up all this treasure for himself and not be rich toward God. So, tough answer to a tough question.